Pray for Brandon, okay? All right. Father, we lift to you Pastor Brandon right now. We give you thanks for him. We praise you for him, Lord. We thank you that he is altogether born again, filled with your Holy Spirit, and has answered a call, and that is to pastor this church in Jesus' name. And therefore, he and I walk together in it, giving you thanks and praise for this people, Lord. You gave them to us, and we gave ourselves to you. But because we have given ourselves to you, we also give ourselves to the people. And we honor you today and ask you, Heavenly Father, to speak through me in Jesus' name. And I will stand in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he will speak. And I will give him glory and honor. This is the Lord's people. He is the head and Lord over us. He is the high priest over us. He is the mighty one, and he is also my intercessor. Glory to God in the highest. Jesus Christ himself is my intercessor because I have entered his world. I have entered his kingdom. I am of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is absolute Lord over me. Then therefore, Lord, I give all praise to you and honor for that which you will do today in Jesus' name. And we begin this service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to only give him glory, to only give glory to God for sending him. For we are a grateful people for the things you have done, Lord, in Jesus' name. We begin. Jesus is still the Christ in Christmas, and we don't exalt any other thing. And as I raised my kids, yes, we gave gifts one to another, but we first gave to the Lord. And we had happy Jesus, happy birthday Jesus parties at my house. And happy birthday Jesus is a little bit different than when we have a happy birthday. Happy birthday Jesus was the major event in the earth that saved mankind. Now, this is the way it is. I'm going to give you a timeline because I'm big with that. Okay? I'm big with authority. Where it comes from? God. This is it. He is head. He is mighty. He is the only one. He's the great I am. He's the only wise God. He is the mighty one. And he is over us. He is in us. He is with us at all times. He is everywhere all at once. This is our God who created the earth. This is our God who created us. Not one of us made ourselves. So we can't take any credit for how we are. But what is the good of us? We give honor and praise to God and bless his holy name. The Father who is not only just in the universe, he is the universe, and don't forget it. He is the mighty one, the strong and mighty one. He is the one that he says, there is no other. He says, this is it, I am it, and there is none other. And there's none beside me, and there's none besides me. And he makes it clear, he goes on chapter after chapter after chapter for a little bit, just to let you know again and again and again. If he repeats it and repeats it, there's a good reason for it. It's because men think that they're higher than God. Mm-mm. No. And as soon as they come around to it, they'll find out they are not. It doesn't matter how good they are. They still did not make their self. And they need to sit down and give God glory in their life instead of giving them their self glory. That he calls that selfishness and misguided, and you're going to fall in a ditch. Okay? You don't want that, do you?
No.
We want to stay in focus with God at all times. We're going to be at his feet. We're going to worship him. We're going to need him all of the days of our life, and we're going to let him know that. He is our God, and we do need him with all of our heart. He's the one that directs our way. He's the one that got the way. He is the way. He is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And no one can come to the Father except by him, although they've tried to put up so many things. So many things. Oh, look. And he said, There will be many that come declaring to be the Messiah. But he said, don't go there. Don't go with them. Be careful. Stay in him. Stay looking at him. Stay focused with him. He is a personal Lord. When he came personally for us. And we receive. Do we just get our fire insurance? No. He gave us much more. He gave us himself. Himself, it says. Himself, it speaks so many times. Only himself. He is that personal Lord and Savior. He's the one you talk with. He's the one you love. He's the one you go to. He's the one you worship. Not any other thing. Not yourself. Not your wife or husband. Not your kids. There's so many things. You know, the band you play in. Whatever. Okay, no. All that stuff. And as long as I bring it up, he says, he tells you to come out of the world. Don't be involved in it. Don't get entangled, he says, with the things of this world. And he tells you, come out from among them and be separate from them. We are separated. We are in him. We are of his kingdom. But we're down here. But yes, that's what makes us peculiar. Yeah, because we're not like the world. They don't understand us. We kind of understand them because we were there. Yeah, we were there, and then we got born again. Yes. And filled with God's Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit led us into places we wouldn't go. We said, Holy Spirit, the happiest thing of our whole life, because he's the teacher of the church. He is the one who gives offices. He's the one who gives gifts, and he divides them severally as he wills. But boy, is he fast. All you got to do is stretch forth your hand and say, lead me, Holy Spirit. I know the fields are white with harvest. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do it. Just lead me. So he just takes right a hold of your hand. And just like when Paul was working in the, he was working at my house in the garden there. It was amazing. I was just talking to him for a minute. I said, I'm going to go out and get the mail. And the Lord, it smacked me like that, and it was at the mailbox. You don't realize how long a way that is. It is a winding road to get to my mailbox. But I was there that fast. Now, why did he do that? I didn't think it was for me. I enjoy the walk. But there was a little boy right there. Well, he's not that little. Now he's 22 soon. 23 soon. But the Lord will show you marvelous things. Not always is he raising the dead and casting out devils. Of course, he does that all. It's where the dynamo is. Right here. It's you and Jesus. It's you and Jesus. It's you and Jesus. And this is what you do. All the time, he fills you and he fills you and he fills you. He is that one that is up and over you. He is the high priest, and he tents himself over you. I've told you this before, and I'm going to tell you again. So you don't forget. You're never alone. He's always got you protected. The enemy comes along and tells you you're all by yourself. You're in this. You know, you can't do anything. What are you? So you could believe that and go nowhere. But if you will look to the Lord who can do anything, and will, and he'll use you, whoever you are. He loves to use you for everyone's sake and anyone's sake. Les and I went to the store a couple nights ago. I started talking to this guy. I said, hey, what's the difference? And I started talking to him, and we got a laughing and carried. We had a great time. Then another person I talked to, and I said, say, where do you go now that Toys R Us aren't anymore? Where do you go for toys? And he says, well, and he started telling me. I said, you know what? I didn't think of that. Okay. Then I'm trying to check out, and this lady's in front of me. And I don't know how I got talking to her. But I talked to everybody. For why? Does anybody know why? Why do I talk to everybody?
Sow seed.
For the opportunity to lead somebody into the kingdom and sow seed. So she said something. She said, yeah. She said, yeah, I just got in a wreck. I just rear-ended a guy with my car. I said, oh. so sorry. Ooh, can't get away from that one, can you? You did it. And she says, I know. I said, hey, do you ever live in Detroit? And she goes, no. And I said, oh, well, I did. And I said, there, everybody's car looks the same. Don't buy a good one. It's a demolition derby. The light changes, and you're still out there making the turn. No, they all run into you. And they don't care about their car. They sure don't care about yours, and you're in their way. And it's awful. So don't buy a good car. She goes, gosh, I'd fit right in. Mine's a wreck. And so now why did I take time? Well, she was very shy in herself. And I noticed that. Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas. You know, well, I just read, you know, so she tells me the story. Isn't that funny? If you just speak a kindness to somebody, reach out. Merry Christmas. How are you today? Well, I just ran. Okay, so, yeah, ran into a car. Well, and here, and I'm going to tell her something. Gee, I'd fit right in, she says. So it left, wasn't where I wanted it to go. Now she's going out the door, and I have to go through and check my stuff. Did you bring some cheer? Yep. Made her laugh? Yes. There's something worse than what you got here. She didn't think there was, but she's laughing out the door. But where did I want to go? I wanted to say, hey, don't you know Jesus loves you? You don't got to worry about that. He'll fix it. Yeah, but don't go to Detroit. Yeah. So. But anyway, so why did he expect my thigh and I'm at the mailbox? To show a young man something. See, there's signs, there's miracles, and there's wonders. And who is he?
Jesus.
He's the head of it. Who is he that does these things? That's right, the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, no. He can do anything. And he's fast, and he moves quick. And if you'll just get up, stop putting your feet up and sipping lemonade, you know, start actually doing something for the Lord, you know, but you got to be in his face. He wants to hear from you because you want to hear from him. Remember, he can do anything. He heals the sick, he raises the dead, and he casts out devils. And that's our job in the earth. So if I ask you how many people this week you healed, or how many people you raised from the dead, or how many devils did you cast out, well, let's see, you look back on the week, there's all these things. And how much instruction did you give in righteousness so that somebody could be helped? These are the things that are written down in heaven when you get there, because you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. He's great and mighty. And it's his turn. Jesus, see the Father? Was that part of the Godhead over the Old Testament. He was the head. Jesus came in this short period of time to set the world free, and the Holy Ghost is given to do the works, great and mighty works, things you can't do. I've opened my mouth and he does the talking, and I'm thinking, oh, that's good. You know, because I did not know that. It's called the word of knowledge, but he preaches it with me. He'll preach the word of knowledge. And I learn as I preach, and it's been like that since I was a child. Yeah, I did not know those things. I did not know. But boy, it was a joy to learn. You just speak right out of my mouth. How many times has Kathy seen it? We're just talking along and the Lord will... Now it's telling her, what do you do when you're called together with somebody in ministry and that somebody's gone? And the Lord spoke right out of my mouth and he said, well, Jane, with my own mouth. He says, well, Jane, I gave you 13 more years. And he was going back to the time where he died twice on the table in the operating room. And he was just going in for an ablation. You know, this is not open heart surgery. This is, but twice. But I was in the hall speaking the word of God, praying in the Holy Ghost the whole time, speaking what God has done, what God has done, what God is, who he is, what he has done, what he accomplished at the cross. You think this is anything for him? I'm going to remind you of something. Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for us, took every sickness and every disease in himself. Amen. All at once. Amen. You know, people complain about the flu they have. They complain about this. They complain about that singly. He took every sickness, every disease, all the infirmity, all the pain, all the heartache, and the sorrow, all at once, at one time. Amen. Maxed him. And I say, Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. See, I think on those things. I was rocking a baby, mine, in the rocking chair. And up, somebody had made me two, they were like to put your pencils and pens in. And I had them up on Noelle's dresser. Noelle's about 3 or 4 months old. And I'm rocking her in the rocking chair. And one said, Jesus Christ is Lord. And the other said, God is love. And so I began to speak. God is love. Then I said, God is love. Then I said, God is love. And then I went through it again and again. About half an hour after that, it's how you build your own spirit, and it's vitally necessary to you that you're not just filling it with any other thing, but you set it aside. God is love. It's a convincing of your heart. And this little child that I'm rocking heard it over and over and over. Boy, does she believe that today. And I told her probably 100 times a day I loved her. She believes that. You don't know. With each one of your children, it's different. And they go through stuff. But it's the input that you put into them in those early years. I can't tell you how many deliverances I was called to go and do for somebody else. I'm pregnant with Charity, and she's 42 now. Yeah. But the elders of the church would call me to go and cast the devil out of somebody who was talking. It was a woman, but she was talking in a man's voice. Yeah, that should, you know, get the hair raised up on the back of your neck. But see, do you look at that? No. Do you think about that? No. Do you think about the woman who's speaking in a man's voice? No. Now, what are we supposed to do? Very good. That's it. We cast out devils. So send me. So I arrive. The elders sit down. So I began to ask her, how did this occur with you? Now, Arlena, you know this story. How did this occur with you? It's been there a while. She even began to tell me how it really works, the witchcraft that she was under. She said, oh yeah, I hated my neighbor, and so I put a curse on him, and within a half an hour, she was so prideful, within a half an hour, the emergency truck was there to take him away. So, will you give it up? I'm not going to do anything till you tell me the right thing. Is Jesus more important than how important you think you are? And you got help? You're going to have to say bye-bye to all your help. Because they are the devil. And we don't do that. See, we choose the Lord. And when we choose him, we are of him. We don't go another way. If he says don't get entangled with the world, you know, first on the list are all the occult things you can get into. Come on. That's what he told all the kings. Don't marry wives that are pagan. Don't mess with pagan gods. Because if you take one of those wives to yourself, Guess what you get?
God.
That's right, the pagan gods. The ones they serve. You're soiling yourself. No, you stay with me, he would tell each and every king. And even my favorite ones. So, no, you don't and get entangled again with the world. And if you're called to cast out the devil, you do that. So, of course, she did repent. See, I mean, there's a choice. Do you want to go to heaven or not? You see, those things can't go to heaven. Does everybody understand that?
Amen.
Yeah, those devils are going to stay down here and then be thrown into the lake of fire. It's not pretty. Yeah, there'll be a lot of screaming. Well, we already know that. But this is how it is. It's already decided. It's already decided. You don't want to get involved with that. No, you get involved with the Holy Ghost. Now, remember, it says holy because that means he's clean. He's pure. He's holy. And when you ask that clean, pure, and holy God to come into you, and you better change.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't get entangled with the things of the world again. Oh, but you've got this talent, and you're so great at that, and you ought to, and you should have your name in lights. Nope. I walked away from that many times. Nope. Didn't want any part of it.
Amen.
Any part. And this is as a child. But the Bible says, Proverbs tells us that a child is known by his doings, whether they be good or evil. Everything's marked down. It's all, God keeps track of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything. And he only erases when you say, I'm going to take your way. You're clean, you're pure, and you're holy. And I'm sick of the unclean life I've lived. I throw it away from me.
Amen.
I will not get involved with it again. I will only go your way. You're the God that I love. You're the God that I serve. And you do it every day. You get up. Good morning, Lord. What do you need for me to do today? I come at your feet. What would you have me to do today? And whatever you give me to do, Lord, I will do it. Yes, it doesn't mean I haven't complained at times, but I do get up and do it. And that's the story of the child that was told by his father what to do, but the child said, all right, but did not. And then the other one, the other child, told him what to do, and he said, no. But then he thought it over and came back and did what his father told him. This is vital. Everything is about obedience. I told you I was going to give you a timeline. I am. I am the daughter of the great I am. So here's my father. He sits high. Make no mistake. He sits high. He's in the third heaven, and he's at his throne. He creates. He puts into creation all these things that please him. He says this pleases him. He did this for him, not for anybody else. So don't complain, okay? So he has the creation as he wants it. Everything. Every star, the sun, the moon. It's all his, and so are we. He made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And we do what he needs us to do. We will honor him, love him, care about him, thank him with all of our heart. So anyway, the Father sitting on his throne. Glorious Lord, glorious, glorious. It's beautiful. It's mighty. He's excellent. He is powerful. He is all power. He is all love. That's what I like about him. He doesn't just love us. He is love. If you need a gauge for anything, there he is. He is love, and he made you out of his love. Just because you don't understand him, why did he allow this to happen, and just why did he allow that to happen? Keep reading. Yeah, because you're going to find out. Do you think he makes little puppets? This one will get in trouble. This one or this, and I better throw some of this over here. And do you think he does that? Some people do. No. People choose their own way because they have choice. They choose. So anyway, he made all the angels. And he put certain in head. Three archangels. We have Michael, who stands with the sword that is a flame fire. Now that's a sword. That's what I love, this sword. Anyway, so Michael, he's the head. And he has got quite a few angels with him. Hundreds of thousands. And then there's Lucifer. He was given music. He was to make music and bring forth music, and was given many angels to carry this out. He had it all. He was created with instruments in him and with music in him. That was his job. Now we have Gabriel. He had a very special job. His job was to carry the word of God. And so when he showed up, listen, because he's going to speak. And when he listens, he just came from the throne, something's going to happen every time. So Lucifer decides, now we're still up here, remember? Lucifer decides that he's so wonderful, he's so glorious, and he was the most beautiful angel. So he wanted God's throne. Yeah, he wanted to sit on God's throne. He wanted to dethrone God. Now there's a guy that really needs his head screwed on, right? Of course he doesn't have a head, does he? So he's an angel. And so what did he do? He said, "I will," 5 times. The famous "I wills." He was very prideful about himself, what he could do, how he could make music go. He was all about it. And he's still in it. Okay, so we keep our music unto God. We keep our heart unto God. He is that place of joy. He's that place of peace. And so we are grateful for it. And so we give joy unto him. How do we give joy unto him? That's right. And Kathy? Obey him. Because we're going to get to earth here in a second. So anyway, God, remember, God knows everything. So this is Bruin with, what's his name? Yeah, we're going to change it here in a minute. But Lucifer, it's Bruin with him. And so what did God do? He cast him out of heaven. Just like lightning. Bing! Bye-bye. That's right. Because why? Can sin dwell in heaven? No, he used his anointing to create sin. So he goes to God's creation. He had just made Adam, and Adam, who is not like us, but he used the whole capacity of his brain, not the 10% that man does. Well, he used the whole capacity, and he fellowshipped with God at a very high level because of that. Yeah, some people get all bound up in how smart they are and how wonderful they are with their brain, you know. Oh, my Lord. Okay, so, and they get off in that. So maybe it's not the instruments inside of them and the music and how beautiful they sing. Okay, stuff happens. Well, you get to watch the stuff that you don't get in it. So he gets kicked out of heaven. Who does? Lucifer. That's right. Lucifer. He's a brat. Boy, was he a brat. A very prideful brat. Decided he was so much. But he wasn't, was he? Fuzzy, was he? Was it fuzzy, was he? Okay, so anyway, he threw him out of heaven. And he went to earth. Well, Adam, who had this perfect relationship with God, God came in the cool of the evening and they talked about everything. It was wonderful. He loved him. He so loved Adam. He was such a special, precious son of God. So Lucifer shows up in the form of a serpent. Now Eve has come. She's already been given to him. This is a gift. I'm going to give you this gift. She will be your wife. She's going to help you. She'll be an helpmate to you. Okay. All the other creation had their mate. So he's going to give him a mate. Seemed good to him. So, yeah. He wanted that because God, you know, his Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they always fellowshiped together. They always worked together. There was never an argument with them. They only loved. They only operated in great strength. They were always about purpose. They were always on go, forward, targeting, and did great things, and does to this day. Never does a day go by that he's not doing great and mighty things. This is our God. So, Adam, who just got done naming every animal on the earth, everything that flies, everything that swims, he named them all. Still blows my mind. You know, I hate to use that one. And then, every bug. Everything that flies, all the way down to the, hey, when I tell you, roaches, there's 35 different species of roaches, you know. But everything he named, every category, everything. So now you wonder, because see, we received something very bad from this situation. It was supposed to be a marvelous gift, a marvelous situation. So this wife was just in the garden, which was made for them. It was a beautiful garden. And there were so many trees. But God had already given to Adam the word. He said, now of all of the gardens, trees, all of its fruits, all of its everything that it makes, eat freely, but not the tree in the center of the garden. That one's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not. Okay. He gave him one commandment. Just one. So Eve is beguiled by this serpent who is Satan, because God gave him another name, who was Lucifer. And so he gave him, don't you like this story? So I like this story. See, God is going to win in every place and at all times. He's already won, but he's going to win. This is God. It can't not be another way. So Satan beguiles Eve. He stood up and he was saying, now surely God didn't mean this. Hath God said? Now surely he didn't mean that. Well, but if you did, then you'd be like him. So look at this beautiful fruit. Oh, and she thought it was beautiful. It was very beautiful. And it looked like it would be good to eat. So she took a bite. Adam's standing there watching this whole thing. And I say, were their eyes opened? Were their eyes opened? Not yet. Until she what? Gave the fruit to her husband to eat. They were not yet cursed until he took her way rather than God's way. He gave him one commandment. You think you can do that? No. He left this cute little thing. Yeah. Instead of allowing her to be a helpmate, she was failing. And now she was going to have to see this was not the way. He should have been there to help her, but he did not. He did not. He took a bite. Now their eyes are opened. Uh-oh. They find out they're naked. Uh-oh. They run go get fig leaves to cover themselves. So God's looking for Adam. It's the cool of the evening, just like when they always meet in the cool of the evening. And so he's saying, Adam, where are you? I'm here, Lord. And he said, why were you hiding? Because he said I was hiding. What? Why? Because and then he said, well, we saw that we were naked and we took fig leaves and covered ourselves. And God says, who told you were naked? Now, did you think he's learning for the first time? No. God knew all, saw all. Remember, he's everywhere all at once. Yeah, it's a little hard to pull something and God not see it. Right? You cannot. That's right. You cannot. You cannot pull something and God not see it. No. No, he sees it every time. And what does he do? He gives you another chance to repent from that. And so what do? You repent. He gives you the privilege to start again. Okay, well, you watch yourself. Now, this is what he's told you in the first place. You keep the guard over you. The guard over you, the guard over your mouth. No, you do it. Not somebody else is not going to come along and say, now, you know, you shouldn't do that. Now, Mama did that when you were little, and you did get a spanking if you did not obey. Because why? The most important thing that you do is obey. Yeah, he gave you one. You messed up there. Okay. So what happens? He comes. Yeah, he sees that they have the figs on. Sure. This made the heart of God very sad. While in the works. Well, now he gave him a chance to repent in the conversation, but he did not. He said, oh, it's the woman you gave me, Lord. So he, as if this could be any of God's fault, okay? Yeah. This was not God's fault. He gave the woman for a certain purpose. That certain purpose is excellent. And you remember how it is. With sin comes the what? Curse. Mm-hmm. Now we needed a Savior. We needed one who was going to take the sin and all of the curse. All of it. So he immediately put in place saying that he was going to send, that he's going to correct this. You did it, but I'm going to correct it. Now, I'm going to send someone, and he will. Well, actually, Satan will crush his heel, but he's going to crush Satan's head. It's already set in. It's right there at the front. You can't miss it. Keep reading. So he... So as it goes then, Satan was cast out of the garden, but so was Adam and Eve, because there is a penalty for not obeying God. You will pay. There is a curse. It's on the earth. Sin is on the earth, and the curse is on the earth. But here's what happened. You know, if I jump right on to ahead, but I'm going to jump right on ahead. Jesus took every sin, and I told you that already, all the sickness, all the disease, all the poverty, all the lack, all the sorrow of heart, every broken heart, everything, he took it for you. And the curse that came with sin, he took it all. All the generational curses that came down to you from your fathers, you stand up and say no. The Old Testament says, anyone, now that curse will come on each generation. However, if you will choose the Lord, this is in the Old Testament, if you will choose the Lord, that curse is removed. And that man, because he talks about it like this, a righteous man will beget a son, but he also talks about an unrighteous man begetting a son. And he does it that way. And so those curses come down, but the guy who is a righteous man, that curse cannot get on him, because what God blesses, no man can curse. Thank you, Laura. No man can curse. Oh yeah, they try. But what God blesses, no man can curse. Those curses are only because Jesus Christ took them. They are null and void because Jesus Christ took them in himself. So he's got all the curse of the whole wide world, besides all the sickness, sin, death. Do you give him thanks for this?
Amen.
Are you grateful for this, which he has done? Yeah. Now, Satan is still the god of this world, but not ours. We have chosen Jesus Christ, and what has happened to us in that? We are a new creation, created in Christ Jesus, and the old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us unto himself and given us the ministry of reconciliation. We are brand new. We are new creations, never having been created before. This is why it says, because this is the time of the Holy Ghost, that, you know, new wine can't be put in old wineskins, even though they were given 10 commandments. Yeah, remember, Adam only had one. Now, to steer the people rightly, God is giving 10 commandments. Moses took them to him. Of course, he got mad with the first one because they were down there having a party, and all with the wrong kind of party. This, you know, that's what sin does, doesn't it? Everybody in the place. Right? Okay. So you don't go into the bars, because a guy goes into the bar hunting for a girl for the night. Girl goes in the bar hoping she'll be chosen for the night. Ooh. Now, does that make sense to us? No. We are New Testament believers. We're made clean by the power of God. We're made clean. We don't go in the bars. They're unclean. They are laced with unclean spirits. Satan's the head of it. This is his place. Don't go in there. No, they're bars. They have alcohol. They have drugs. They have stuff to smoke. They have stuff, okay? None of it is of God. People say, I have this bar ministry. I go in and I just sit and drink with them. This is how Jeff became an alcoholic. But he came out of there. Good boy. Anyway, that's his testimony. because he became an alcoholic trying to save the people from alcohol, trying to get them born again, sitting at the bar with them. Listen, you better be strong. That's a stronghold for the enemy. There is a bunch in there. Don't go in there. Don't go in there. You say no. You say no. You think that's fun? Listen, have a party at your house and keep it clean, okay? There. You can have some fun, can you not? Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
For Pepsi and Coke.
Pepsi and Coke, yeah. Well, chemicals. No, we'll give them water and put good stuff in it. Okay. Anyway, back to business. We don't associate with the world. We don't get involved in it. We go get it. But we don't go into its strongholds. We stay strong in the Lord. We could go if he sent us, couldn't we?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But boy, you'd have to be at his feet all the time. All the time. This is where you get the power to do the things you cannot do. I mean, you'd fall down. Take a look at Eve. She was just made. She didn't have any. That was not the plan of God. But now we all have the privilege to walk in God at all times, leading people into the kingdom, healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out devils. We are totally led by him. It's not what you decide to do. You stretch forth your hand. He's got the work. He's got the plan. He's got a whole network down here of people working on this earth that you don't have any idea of what they're doing and what's being accomplished. But you can guarantee it. The Holy Ghost is getting done exactly what he needs done in this time. And he will use you if you will. Get on your knees first. Lay your life before him. Fill with his word, because he can't use you if you don't know what he said. Because remember, he knows you. You don't know him until you read the word, until you find out. The Old Testament encourages us, strengthens us, and helps us. But we are New Testament believers with a job, and he gave us a job to do. If he tells you that the fields are white with harvest, then get up and go get them. Get up and go get them. Encourage them. Strike up a conversation. I told you, I'm talking to everybody all the time in hope that. And if I'm prayed up, and people say, "Well, Jane, why does it take you 3 hours to go to the grocery store and you come home with so little?" Well, I had so many people to talk to. You can get people born again at the grocery store. It's really, and hey, we're not talking about a bar. It's a grocery store, okay? Yeah, I don't have to go to the bar. They got a shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would just, you know, since I got born again, I have led people to Jesus in the grocery stores and outside the grocery stores. One lady followed me out. She said, "You know, what is it about you? I was watching you in the store, and I was wondering, what is it so different about you?" I said, "Well, his name is Jesus, and he is the light of the world, and he is in me. He is with me. He is the stronghold of my life. And he has forgiven all our sins. He went to the cross to do that, so that we could receive of his good work and be altogether born again. Would you like to receive Jesus into your heart and to know that all of your sins are forgiven and that you're going to heaven?" "Yes," she said. I said, "Pray with me." "Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father," she repeated, and I led her right in. And this is as I was going, leaving. I had already talked to many people in there. And Ed says, "Why does it take you so long to go to the store?" Hey, got to get my father's work done. And that's the point. The neighborhood was mine. But when I got the privilege to go to a grocery store, I'm going to see people that are not in my neighborhood. Although we moved every year, so that because my neighborhood ministry had to be moving mightily. I had to be in just the right place at the right time. And we pulled up with a real estate man, and Ed said, "Come on, Jeannie, let's get out." I said, "This is it. Get the papers. Sign." I said, "This is it." Okay. He says, "Could we just go in and look at it?" You know, and I said, "No, I guess." Now tell him, get the papers ready right now. We're going to sign. This is it. Because he showed me 16 kids playing ball in the street. And he said, you're going to lead every one of those kids to Jesus. Just leave me here. You guys can go home and get the stuff. You know, I got work to do. Here's my field. This is my field. And you think I'm going to miss it? No. So here's all these houses on this street. They're just all jammed together. Everybody's little box. You know how they are. And so, but they all had fences except mine. So all the kids, to get to the stores right behind us, Dairy Queen, I like that one. And there's others. There were others. And I like the Dairy Queen. So, but the kids used my yard for a walkway. I'd be out swinging Charity and Bethany in the swing. And I'd say, hey, how are you today? And they go, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, that I'm crossing. About my mom sent me to the store. That's okay. Hey, did you know that Jesus loves you? No. He does. And you know he's watching over you? Do you know he cares about you? He made you. Do you know that? Jesus himself made you. No, I didn't know that. And I said, well, and did you know that he has taken care of everything for you? That means he went to the cross for you. And do you know why he was on that cross? No, he says. I said, because he was busy taking the sin of the world, all the sin, all of it, every bit, in himself, so that you could be forgiven. Did you ever do something you wished you hadn't? You said something you shouldn't have? Lied when you thought you were going to get in trouble? Yeah. And this kid, he's down with it. Yeah. And I said, well, you know what? He took all of that for you. And he forgave you. He forgave you before you even did it. Isn't that amazing? This was 2,000 years ago. And he goes, yeah, that's amazing. I said, would you like to receive Jesus into your heart? Would you like to know you're forgiven and get to go to heaven with him? I'm going. You going? Yeah, I want to go. And so I said, good. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me my sins. I ask you to forgive me my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. He was into this. So, yeah, and that's just one of the, I can't even tell you how many kids passed through my yard and I got them born again. Because why? There wasn't another way through. They had to go all the way, and it was a long block. This was a long one. And yeah, they took the shortcut, but it was a good one. Amen. They all got born again. And there were so many. And then the Lord moved us from there to another place. I always found my field. I always knew. And then I know every one of them that I've ever led into the kingdom. It's powerful. It's a powerful work to help God in this time. He needs help. He doesn't need you to be quiet. He needs you to be speaking to somebody about his goodness, about the glory that he is, the might that he is, the strength that he is. How could you overcome the world with all of the sin and yourself and all of its pain and sorrow and sickness and heartache and heartbreak? No way. No. None of us could do it. He did what we could not do because he loved us. And we honor him for it. And this is our Merry Christmas. This is our Merry Christmas. Our Merry, Merry Christmas. The Christ in Christmas still lives. And he is the Prince of Peace. And he is joy to the world. He is the glorious one. And we exalt him and give thanks to God that God saw fit to save us out of this horrible place, which was sin, and gave us this clean and pure and holy place only in the Holy Ghost. That righteousness that comes from God is what lives in us. It's always clean. It's always holy. It's always mighty. And this is where we live. There's not one sin. You know, we drag our old sins up and take a look at them and wish we hadn't. And if we just could have, if I had only stop. He does not remember it. He forgave you all your sins, and he is not holding one of those things against you.
Amen.
though they were many. We all have a many in the back. But you know what? He doesn't remember them. And remember the account I told you? He always keeps a record. He's got records. Oh, he's got records. And these records are all accurate. Perfect. But he washed away. It's fun to watch. He cleaned the whole slate on you. And he gave you his righteousness. That's all you entered into. You entered into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't come to sit on a throne. He came to bring us his kingdom. And we jumped in. We jumped in the river. And we got washed clean. And it's mighty to serve the Lord with all our heart. So I ask God now to bless you, put his hand upon your life and fill you in Jesus' name. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, each and every one of you, and all the children downstairs, the teachers, in Jesus' name. And me too. All of the blessing of God be upon us, the hand of God, the greatness of God, the Holy Ghost, the Mighty One. And we go forward in Jesus' name to do the things God wants done today. Amen.